Good morning. It is the 22nd of March, 2024. I'm your host, Helen Femi Williams, and this is the This Week in FinTech news briefing.
This Week in FinTech.
In product launches, JP Morgan introduces biometric payments, palm and face scanning to debut with major retailers in upcoming year. In the news, for sale, CWB Bank, the fintech-friendly institution, eyes new ownership. Central bank tap into AI for climate risk analysis in corporate reporting. HSBC boost tech and healthcare startups team with addition of 50 bankers. Sweden advocates for cash preservation amidst digital payment rise. And in launches, SAP unveils open payment framework, integrates Stripe, Adyen, and more. Revolut debuts point-of-sale app for hospitality sector. Lemon.Markets teams up with banking giants for brokerage services. Maxwell's new mortgage point-of-sale system revolutionizes lending workflow. And TransUnion launches AI-driven analytics platform for the financial sector. Repay, FaceBank, and Panna join forces with Green Dot's cash network. Thread makes bold entrance into US market with new card issuing product. Grayscale eyes Bitcoin ETF spin-off in strategic move. And in the partnership corner, just one to report, Bolt and checkout.com forge exclusive one-click checkout partnership. And in the bad news, Starbucks bids farewell to NFT rewards program 2 year post-announcement. Silverbird faces bankruptcy proceeding, shaking up the digital payment landscape. And lastly, M1 Finance hit with an $850,000 fine over influence missteps. That's This Week in FinTech. Welcome back to this week's edition of the FinTechionary, your go-to dictionary for all things FinTech, where we're going to break down financial terms into bite-sized, digestible information. So this week, we're on I for interest rate swaps. So what is an interest rate swap? At its core, an interest rate swap is a forward contract in which two parties agree to exchange one stream of interest for another based on a specific principal amount. These swaps typically involve the exchange of a fixed interest rate for a floating interest rate, or vice versa, to manage exposure to fluctuations in interest rates or to obtain a marginally lower interest rate than would have possibly been without. Interest rate swaps are a vital tool in the financial market, used by banks, investment funds, corporations to manage risk and by speculators to make bets on changes in interest rate movements. So let's talk about the impact of fintech and society when we think of interest rate swaps. They play a crucial role in the development of innovation in financial products and services. They are instrumental in enhancing the efficiency of financial market by providing a mechanism for managing interest rate risk, a concern for anyone from homeowners with mortgages to global corporations with complex financial needs. Specifically for the fintech sector, these instruments have spurred the creation of sophisticated platforms that enable real risk management, trading, and the democratization of access to financial instruments previously available only to investors. On a societal level, the impact of interest rate swaps is profound. By facilitating great stability in the financial system, they help prevent the kinds of interest rate shocks that can lead to economic downturns. Recent discussions, such as those highlighted in the Bloomberg article that I just read, illustrate the real-world impact of interest rates. So in the article, they shed light on the market speculation around the Federal Reserve monetary policy decisions, which directly influence interest rate swaps. In essence, while the concept of interest rate swap might seem confined to the echelons of finance, its effect ripples through the fintech sector and broader society, influencing financial stability, economic growth, and the financial well-being of individuals and businesses alike. So whether you're deep in the trenches of fintech or you're just keen to learn more about how finance is evolving, understanding tools like interest rate swaps is key to navigating the current trends of modern finance. Stay tuned for next week's edition, where we'll look at J. We'll be going for J next week. FinTech events you need to know about. Okay, events. We have some really exciting events to talk about.
8th of April, New York FinTech Coffee Morning is happening 8:30 to 10:30. That same day, This Week in FinTech New York City FinTech Week kickoff party is happening 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then the next day after that, April the 9th, Unit Fireside Chat is happening 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Find out more about these events, just go to our website, thisweekinfintech.com/events. This Week in FinTech Jobs. All right, let's talk about the job of the week. Ampler scouting for an associate commercial counsel. This isn't your standard legal bout. It's a prime opportunity in a sector where tradition is being challenged at every turn. This full-time senior role is ready for someone who's not just looking for a job, but a chance to shape the future for the banking industry and consumer brands. So who is Ampler? Ampler stands out in the fintech crowd, aiming to overhaul how consumers interact with banking, with tools like the Growth Line of Credit, Ampler Banking, and a corporate card designed specifically for the modern CPG brand. They're making it simpler for businesses of any size to thrive. So, in short, their mission is a focus on the future. Ampler's goal is to create financial tools that propel companies forward. And just a quick overview of the role, they're on the lookout for a mid-level commercial attorney specializing in the CPG sector, ready to dive into lending transactions across the US. This key position will have you working closely with various departments to drive growth and manage legal risks. So if this sounds like a job for you, or you know someone who would be a job for them, then send it to them. You can literally find it on thisweekinfintech.com/jobs. And of course, if you follow this podcast, every week we'll highlight a different, new, amazing role within fintech. Hey listeners, we've got a quick break now for a message from the wonderful team at WorkTrip. Now, we all know fintech is highly competitive. The race is on to get that investment, secure the best talent, and expand rapidly into new customer segments and geos. But which lever can offer competitive advantages and 10 times your goal velocity? Well, think about operational efficiency in the new world of work. The future of work is distributed, but few leaders know how to do it well. That's creating friction and making it harder for leaders like you to achieve your biggest milestone. Sound familiar? Well, happily, the team at WorkTrip are tracking this problem. They've helped distributed teams to connect in real life all year round. How do they do this? By curating the world's best offsite venues and facilitators so you don't have to, and by turning all the latest research on high-performance teams into simple, actionable guidance for you to keep your team connected and on track. For a company of 150, this is delivering an average of $700,000 value in team productivity each year. And with customers like Multi Venues, Tax Scouts, and Finance Unlocked, you'll be in great company. If you're thinking of booking an offsite or team gathering, we recommend giving WorkTrip a shout. Go to worktrip2ps.com. That's worktrips2ps.com to get started. Signals is our paid subscriber reads, and I'm going to give like a little review on one of the latest articles written by Sophie Vo, my good friend, actually. I think she's a phenomenal writer, and what I really like about Signals is we get such amazing guest writers to come on. Whilst we're on this though, just before I talk about the article itself, I should say we're actually having a sale. So this ends at the end of next week, but essentially if you want to become a paid subscriber, we're giving listeners 50% off. So just go to our website, sign up, and enjoy the content. So anyways, back to the article. So as I dove into Sophie Vo's latest piece, The Small Banks Will Be All Right, I couldn't help but appreciate her no-nonsense take on the aftermath of the SVB collapse. A year down the line after the SVB fiasco had everyone in a tailspin, fearing the future of smaller banks, Vo brings us back to the scene of the crime with a perspective that's as refreshing as it is riveting. She doesn't just rehash the panic. She paints a vivid picture of the chaos and the subsequent railing of deposit back into the arms of community banks. It's not just a comeback story. It's a testament to the resilience and newfound mojo of the smaller players in the banking game. When SVB's troubles spilled out into the open, promoting a large dash to move funds to larger banks and fintech platforms like Brex and Mercury, it felt like the beginning of the end for the regional banks. Vogue captures this with a clarity that's both brutal and brilliant, highlighting the $17.9 billion that flew from the coup. But when she flips the script, showing us how, against all odds, these deposits are trickling back, dubbing it the small bank era. What's fascinating here is not just the return of the deposits, but the question it raises about the future. Vogue doesn't leave us with the data. She challenges us to think about these. How these banks can keep this momentum going in what she describes as a stable financial climate. So with the help of fintech, these underdogs are not just fighting back, they're strategically positioning themselves for growth. Honestly, reading through Vogue's analysis, I was struck by her unfiltered perspective. It's like she's in the trenches with the fintech bros, decoding the situation with a candor that's just too rare. She doesn't shy away from the harsh realities these smaller banks face, nor does she gloss over their potential for a robust comeback. In wrapping up my thoughts on this piece from Vogue, it's clear that she's not just reporting on the resurgence of small banks, she's championing it. Her article reads like a playbook for survival and success in the ever-evolving banking landscape. It's a really compelling narrative that combines hard facts with sharp insights, making it a must read. And if you would like to read the full article, thisweekinfintech.com and go to Signals. As I said, I think it's a super good article and really, really well-written piece.